Bill, with an odd number of practices, three in this minicamp, how do you handle the quarterback rotation? Do you go back and forth like you have been with Mallett and Hoyer, or running the ones, or what?
Yeah, we still something like that, Brian. You know what I mean? We mix and match those guys. We're looking at a lot of different guys at different positions. You know, today you saw some younger players in there with Hoyer and Mallett. You saw some different offensive lines in there, just trying to look at the versatility of some of those guys. So I wouldn't read too much into that. You know, it's really all about, you know, like I said a couple weeks ago or whatever, when the ball snapped and, you know, the decisions that they're making and how they're communicating and things like that. And like I said last week, both guys have really competed hard and done a good job this spring.
Last week you said that you didn't feel like either of them could do something probably this week to win the job. Do you still feel that way?
Yeah, I would say that, Tanya. You know, I think we feel like we feel very confident in both guys. I mean, we really do. We have two good guys there that have really good knowledge of our system, that have both, you know, done a really good job. You know, it's been tough. We've thrown a lot of situations at those guys. We've blared the music. We've, put them into things where we necessarily didn't meet about it in the morning. You know, we wanted to see how they would react to the different situations. So, you know, right now both those guys are working very hard. And like I said, they've both done a good job.
When you make your decision, what are you going to be looking at specifically from the guy that you've been?
The most consistent guy. The guy that makes the most consistent, correct decisions, consistently completes the ball to the right guy, gets us into the right play, the most consistent guy.
Could you talk about your weather plans based on what you've heard? Obviously,
yeah. Yeah, I apologize to you guys about that. I try to get the word out, and I know Coop, they do a good job of getting the word to you guys. I just felt like with the forecast, you know, I'm certainly not a meteorologist. I'm just trying to be a football coach. But when I looked at the radar, it looked like, you know, this thing was coming pretty quickly. And so I felt like we needed to get good work in. So what I told the players was, you know, be on the alert this afternoon. They're done for the day now. I want them to get home in case the rain really hits us, so they're home and not, you know, having to drive through a potential flood and things like that. So I told them that for tomorrow, you know, be on alert for our messages. We do a good job of messaging these guys between myself, Emmett, Doug West, Rick's crew. You know, we do a good job of communicating with these guys. But right now we're on schedule to have a normal day tomorrow.
Are you guys able to go a little more, not up-tempo, but full field action during these things? Are you trying to do that, maybe ramp it up a little these last 3 days?
Yes, definitely. And even last week, Brian, yeah, definitely. You know, trying to do a little bit more 11-on-11. You know, it's hard because in everybody's, you know, all 32 teams are having to deal with this, but you're not in pads, you know. So, you know, certain determinations cannot be made until pads go on, you know, because you're basically, you know, you're not in pads. You're in T-shirts out there. So what you want to do is try to get a lot of things covered as it relates to situational football, 11-on-11. The passing game obviously is worked much more than the running game. You're not in pads. So and I think, you know, when you guys ask about all the different positions, I would say that every position, that padded factor really comes into play in training camp. You know, guys are going to really have to earn their stripes. Obviously up front, you know, linebackers, offensive and defensive line, quarterbacks to a certain extent, you know. When the pads go on, that's going to be a big challenge for these guys. And that's when, you know, you'll really see some guys separate at that point.
Are you still seeing out of John Simon what you want to see?
John Simon has had a very consistent spring. Yeah, he's worked very hard. You know, one thing, when you look at John Simon, and I could say this about a number of guys on this team, you know, Whitney Merciless, you know, another guy like that, you know, these guys, since the end of the season, maybe they, you know, I don't know exactly what their vacation schedule was or not, but I know this, they were here quite a bit, and there's a number of guys like that. So they worked very hard in the off season when they weren't required to be there. And John's one of those guys, and I think that's helped him. He's in shape, he's stronger, he knows our defense better, and he's been a very consistent performer. There are a lot of things, just like everybody else, he's got to get better at, but he's shown up every day and been very consistent.
On that position, setting the edge, what are you looking when you're watching tape of him? What do you want to see him?
I think that's hard right now in no pads. You know, I think that when you look at the tape right now, what you're looking for is good alignment, good hand position, a good job of understanding the blocking scheme that's coming at him. But other than that, as far as, you know, how is he driving the tight end back, or is he driving the tight end back, or vice versa, the tight end driving him back, it's hard to judge that with no pads. We're going to have to really look at that when the pads go on.
Is there any difference between the mini camp versus OTAs last week, and what specifically are you looking for this week?
Probably generally no difference, in the practice schedule. Like I said to Brian, though, more situational football, more 11-on-11. But as far as the schedule of it and the structure of it, not a whole lot of difference. Just, again, putting these guys in a lot of situations, see how they react, see how they know our system, see how well they've studied, you know, over the weekend leading into this. Thought we had a good competitive practice. We'll go upstairs now and watch the tape and see how these guys did. But probably more 11-on-11 this week.
How important is it
to have Jalen Strong back before the month-long break for him to get some work?
You know, DB, it's important to have everybody back. You know, Jalen's got a long way to go, so it was good to see him out there today. And he's got a big stretch here in front of him where he can, work on getting his hamstring better. It was a hamstring pull that he was missing with and get ready to go for training camp. But it is good to see, you know, everybody out there, rookie, veteran, whoever it is, it's good to see everybody out there at practice.
Since it's a passing camp, every time you look up, Demaryius Johnson seems to be catching a pass over the middle. Does he look good?
He has. He's done a good job. It's a very competitive position, that receiver position, and he's competed every day. He's got good quickness. He's a really hard-working guy, fun guy to coach. He knows our system better, you know, after having been in it for a year now. So he's able to understand kind of the nuances of the different routes that he has to run. He's worked hard with these quarterbacks to understand, you know, kind of their timing and how they throw him the ball. And yeah, I think he's had a very, very solid spring. That's a very competitive position. You know, last year, I think on the first 53 there at the beginning of the season, I think we only kept 5 receivers. And so that's and we've got a good group of guys that are working extremely hard, and they're competing, and he's one of those guys.
Speaking of the receivers, even though it's shorts and T-shirt, does shorts hands stand out, Cecil Shorts, just in terms of the goal line situations? Or
I'm confused by your question. It's shorts and T-shirts. Does shorts stand out? Cecil has done a good job, along with Nate Washington. I would kind of put those guys in a similar category as far as being veteran players that are new to our system. And they've both come in here and put a lot of studying in, and they've done a good job of understanding where to line up, what the route call is, how the route adjusts versus different looks, and then catching the ball. And Cecil's a very bright guy. I remember Cecil when he was coming out of Mountain Union. When I was in New England, you know, taking a look at him, and he's a professional, and he's done a good job coming in here.
I realize that because you can't hit, it's hard to tell, but if you had to play tomorrow, who would be your return guys?
If we had to play tomorrow, and who would be our return guys? That's a very good question, John. I would say that there are a number of candidates, and I would not stand up here and give you one name. I'd give you 5 or 6 names. Obviously, Keyshawn, you know, from last year, he did it. He's done it. He has experience. He's done a good job with it this offseason. We got two rookies that are back there fielding punts, and Worthy and Mumphrey. We've got DJ, Demaryius Johnson, back there. Cecil Shorts has fielded punts. Arian Foster has fielded punts. So, you know, we've used a number of guys back there, and I would, like I said, it's June. What is it, June? I don't know what the date is, but we got a long way to go before the season, so I wouldn't be ready to answer that question right now.
How have you felt about how Chandler Worthy has done in both returning and in the offense?
I'd say he's got a ways to go in the returning category, but just like every rookie, for the most part, I think this rookie class has come in here and worked extremely hard. He's a hardworking kid. When I'm in here on the weekends, I see him in here. I see Corey Moore in here. I see a few other guys. I can't think of them right now. But I see a number of rookies in here working extra on the weekends, and Worthy's in that group, and I think he's improved. But, you know, those rookies have a long way to go. They don't have a clue yet because, you know, this has just been, like I said, a T-shirt and shorts practice. Now, you know, once we break this camp and we're heading into training camp, we're in full pads, we're playing fast, it's ramped up about, you know, 10 times from what it is now.
Bill, you and the staff had a year under your belt now.
And that's not their fault, Tanya. You know what I mean? It's not the – that's why I tell them, it's not your fault. You just don't know yet. So you got to get with our program, get on the train, and understand where we're headed. And I think all those guys, for the most part, have done a pretty good job of that. Sorry.
No problem. You guys have – you and the staff, you're under your belt now. Talk about the difference it's made to now, not only for you and the staff, but the way the players have bought in now.
Yeah, I think that our staff works well together. We communicate well together. We've got a good mix on our staff of, you know, veteran coaches, guys that have coached 30-plus years, a lot of years in the NFL, some guys that have only coached a few years in the NFL. We've got a good mixture of that. We've got a staff that understands the expectation level here, and the expectation is to win in Houston, and what it takes to win is competing in practice. Our staff really understands that. I've been happy with our staff as a whole. I think that our players, they understand that, you know, our staff's going to tell them the truth, and they're going to bring energy to practice, and our players, you know, you have to ask them, but I think they enjoy that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.